Well, summer is here if you're a school kid in Atlanta. School is out, but really, summertime is also a time that you need to be sharpening your skills for the next school year. It's not all fun and games, and there are a lot of opportunities around our county, our city, to take advantage of summer reading. We're joined right now by Kelly Robinson Van. She is the Public Relations and Marketing Director for the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System. Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You've got a lot going on, and looking at the release you guys sent out, it says Fizz, Boom, and Read this summer. Summer reading program kicks off June the 1st. Tell us a little bit about Fizz, Boom, and Read and what it means.
That's right. This is a nationwide theme for libraries for their summer reading program, and it's basically all things science-related. So this summer is really about getting kids and teens interested in things that go fizz and boom at their library with programming and reading and maybe learning something that they never thought they'd be interested in.
And depending on what grade or what school a young person might be in, they may not have a summer reading list right now, but as they get further up, they're going to find more and more summer work on their plate. So this is actually a great time of year to carve out a little of your time during the week and get away to one of your Atlanta Fulton Public Library System branches.
That's exactly right. At 33 of our branches, we have book lists and programs and special guest visitors and kickoff events surrounding summer reading, and it's really for kids of all ages, whether a school child has gotten a reading list from their school or whether they want to come in and talk to their librarian to help build their list or just check a book off the shelf. They can get started in many different ways.
And this isn't just come into the library and look at books on a shelf and choose one, which that's one of my favorite things in the world, but maybe that's not the most exciting things to some young people. But you actually have some events and kind of entertainment going on at various library branches, don't you?
That's absolutely right. At each of our branches, we have many, many programs and events to choose from. And as an example, in the next week or so through the beginning of June, we have a variety of kickoff events at the different libraries. For instance, everything from magic shows to interactive games to music and different kinds of fun where kids can come and get started, and teens too.
And again, if you're curious and you're maybe you've just moved into the area or you haven't spent a lot of time lately at your local Atlanta Fulton Public Library branch, you can find out information on all of these programs we're talking about this morning by going to afpls.org. That can help you find your local library branch and also find out one of these events that might be going on that you could catch. When you talk about these summer reading programs, what do they add up to? What does it amount to? Because you come back more than once, don't you, if you participate?
That's right. You come in the beginning and sign up. It's easy to join. Just come into any one of the branches. Children read 10 books and teens read 5. You'll get a reading log when you sign up, and you'll take it with you. And once you read your books, you track it in your log. And then when you've completed all of that, you bring it back into the library and turn it in. And then you are put into a drawing to win some prizes at the end of the summer.
So you learn something. You maybe find new authors and subjects you'd never considered before that you end up following closely, and a chance to win prizes as well.
That's right. And everything at the library, as always, is free and open to the public. So there is never a charge for any of the great programming or for anything that you might want to do, see, or check out at the library.
Let's say I've got some young people in my house and they don't have a library card yet. What's required to get a library card with Atlanta Fulton Public Library System?
That is a great question. Of course, we are part of Fulton County in the city of Atlanta, so if you are under a certain age, you will come in with your parent or caregiver, and you will need to show proof of residency. We issue free cards to everyone who lives in Fulton County, as well as people who live inside the legal city limits of Atlanta. We also have, for folks who live outside of our area but want our cards, a small fee for the year if they want to get a library card. Children under 13 may register, but we need a parent or guardian to activate the card and sign for them. And it's really simple.
And in point of fact, even if you don't have a library card, you can still come into the library and maybe be part of these programs, so just so long as you don't check anything out.
Absolutely. Anyone can come into any of our libraries for the free programming. And, of course, as you mentioned, there's a whole list of first all the kickoff events at the different libraries for summer reading. And then once the kickoff period is over, then we will continue to add all of the summer reading programming up for you to check out and see. And we have a calendar that's up all the time so you can see what's coming in the next weeks and months.
We're talking this morning with Kelly Robinson Vann. She is the Public Relations and Marketing Director for the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System. Their summer reading programs kick off June the 1st throughout the county. How many different library branches are there in this system?
There are 33. And the only library that does not participate in summer reading is our Auburn Avenue Research Library, which is, as its name implies, geared more toward research and folks coming in for that. But so any of the 32 libraries other than Auburn Avenue welcome folks to come sign up for summer reading.
And with 32 different branches, you've probably got just about every corner of the city and the county covered.
Absolutely. There is most definitely a library near you if you live in Fulton County.
Or maybe even one coming soon. You've had a groundbreaking this past week. There's a new library getting ready to come online. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
That's right. As part of our library building program, which is in phase one and is 10 projects, one of the new libraries, which will be our northernmost library in Fulton County, is the Milton Library, and that broke ground on Thursday of last week, and that will be a 25,000-square-foot library for the folks in the city of Milton.
The word is good, and I'm a loyal user of my local library. I don't use Atlanta Fulton Public Library. I use a different county's library system, but I use it loyally. And people that read a lot that don't use their local library, they need to know that they need to vote with their feet. If you care about reading, you need to go to the library and check out books, because that keeps you guys alive and well, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, we have visitors. We want you to come in and check out lots of books. You don't need to buy books. You can check them out for free and bring them back and get a new one over and over again. You can also put any book that you want on hold. We have something called a hold where you go online and look up whatever book you want. And if it's not, let's say it's your branch, if your branch is the Buckhead branch, let's say, but you live in Buckhead, but they don't have the book you want, then you can have it delivered to your local branch, whatever that might be, and they email you when your book is in, and you just come in and get it. So if you're not somebody that likes to peruse the shelves and find new books, you can look online, find any book you want, have it delivered to your location, and pick it right up.
Well, I love my public library system, and I'm encouraging everyone out there to make sure, if you've got a young person, help instill a lifelong habit of going to the library and reading and discovering new things. You have a great opportunity over the summer. These programs kick off June the 1st, the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System's summer reading program, and encourage you to go there. And Kelly, also, if people miss June 1st, they can still come in and be a part of this, can't they?
Absolutely. Summer reading program runs from June 1st to August 1st. So even if you're a late starter, it's not too late as long as it's before August 1st.
We've been talking this morning with Kelly Robinson Vann with the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System. If you want to follow up on this and get more information about your library system, you can go to afpls.org. Kelly, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it, and come visit us at the library.